You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Once again, good evening from the Q Talk studios. Q-Talk America Studios. In the heart of Central Phoenix, it's 9 o'clock Arizona time. We thank you for being here with us. We are here each and every Tuesday night. Tonight is no exception. We're going into our third hour, and what that means, it's a little time for some, we like to call thoughtful vulgarity.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck. Our question, I think, is very timely. Elmo versus Sandusky. Now we had a very different.
Why does this include me?
Right, you have a separate question. We had a very different response to Elmo and teenage boys than we did with Sandusky and teenage boys.
Whoops, I fucked that up. Go ahead, keep going.
So, is it the age of the boys? Is it because the boy with Elmo seemed to be gay and the football players are straight? Is it that Elmo is an attractive man and Jerry Sandusky is grotesque? Like, why was there such a difference for all of us between Elmo sexing up some kids and Sandusky sexing up some kids? Like, why did we all respond so differently? So we're going to take a second to think about it and do a 30-second dance break and a commercial. And, like, I want everyone to really think about that. Like, we had a very different reaction to what is basically the same thing.
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break. You're listening to Q Talk Arizona.
Hi, it's Clayton McKee from Q Talk America. Would you like to receive 50% off your next purchase of an adult DVD, adventurous toy, or maybe even a new lube you've heard about and wanted to try?
Ooh, yes.
Well, now you can. Check out AdamMail.com, and you can receive 50% off just about any item. In addition to that great savings, AdamMail.com will also throw in 3 free all-male DVDs that's sure to get you in the mood. And they'll even throw in free shipping. All you have to do to take advantage of this special offer is go to AdamMail.com and use coupon code QTALK1. That's QTALK1. When you do, you'll get all 3 DVDs and free shipping for your entire order. Remember, that's AdamMail.com. All right, we are here once again beginning a third hour. Before I go any further with the question, he will readdress the question is, I have woefully forgotten to give this to you, Marnie. So pass that to her, please. That is... a birthday card from my mom.
Thanks, Di.
So happy birthday.
Apparently, you're supposed to open it now.
I'm going to do
I would do it now because she's texted me 17 times.
And in the chat room, I really want an answer to this question, too, because I'm not sure if anyone had the same reaction that we did. But in listening back, we were kind of unanimous in our support of Elmo.
Well, excuse me.
Marnie.
Look, I'm all like, wait a minute, I was thrown off there. I didn't believe the stuff with Elmo and I wasn't as invested, or haven't been thus far.
Okay.
As the Sandusky stuff. So that was easy for me. It was my understanding that people were coming forward and it was kind of bullshit and this guy was being thrown under the bus. Whereas then you have Sandusky. Was not the case.
But now we're on a third accuser.
That's like, right.
Oh, I didn't know there was a third.
I read that today.
There's another one today.
Oh. I just read that today. So up until that point, and I I read that there's an accuser. I did not read anything more about it.
Right.
So, you know, is this a third person coming forward just for that 15 minutes that we talked about? Is this true?
Right, but when Sandusky laid that on his accusers, he was evil and wrong. And
was a guy who had witnessed it, and there was all kinds of seeming cover-up kind of stuff. Right.
So is it because that the J'accuse people are...
Is that European?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. That's French, actually.
Yeah. Now, is that because they seem like they're gay? So they're are we back
I
to that?
I honestly don't know gay, straight, black, white. I mean, as far as concerning this piece of it, I have no idea who might be gay or might be straight.
Isn't it also a question of power, though? I mean, didn't Sandusky have extreme power over these kids? Whereas Elmo, I mean, whatever. He just, in my opinion, wasn't in a position of such power.
Right, because it's a rag.
He knows where to put his hand to get things going.
We're also not saying that he was using the puppet to coerce somebody to do that.
He was just a guy out at a gay bar.
And the only thing is, we know that he knows where to put his hands to get things going.
I mean, right. That's exactly. Oh. He can make you talk, but he can't make you shut
up.
Right. Yeah.
No, not at all. So, I guess that would be, I would agree with Aaron on that, too. But even just the baseline for me is I'm just not as invested. It seemed like a guy who is in the entertainment industry.
Right.
Compared to
kind of a faceless member of the entertainment community.
Sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what his hand is up the ass of, but you don't really know what he looks like.
But Sandusky was faceless until all this came out.
Right.
Until he founded a charity and handpicked you. Right, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Well, but it wasn't Paterno.
I thought about this because I actually was talking about this with my family because it came up and it was such an interesting thing. My mom bought, I think we were saying, this little laugh out loud Elmo. And my mom bought that for Palmer and goes, well, I mean, I guess, is that appropriate anymore? And I'm like, are you high? Like, it's a toy. It's Elmo. Of course it's appropriate. It's appropriate.
Because Elmo didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly. And my mom.
No, he didn't.
Well, you're clinging to that.
And my mom was saying, whatever. And I actually found myself getting really defensive of Kevin Clash, like for some reason. And so we started having the conversation. I'm like, I don't get it. And it doesn't make sense. I have two things. The first is that these accusers, j'accuse,
whatever. More European.
Use it right.
We're getting ready for Les Miserables.
They're 16 and 17. Mm-hmm. Right. And to me, there's a difference. Yes. I don't care. I know it still is not right. But when I was 16 and 17,
right, that's what we talked about last week.
Like flirting and like being a little bit inappropriate, you know, maybe with people I knew were a little bit older. Shocking, same. Right? But I'm just, you have more of a sense about you. And yes, you are still underage. And yes, you are still vulnerable. But I don't think it's the same to me. I don't know what age that is. I don't think that
but
you can say that.
But 70 years ago, you'd be married.
Yeah, but right. I don't. But you'd also be married at 12, right?
Right,
I mean,
right,
12
right.
years old is clearly is too young. But so then I don't think, we were kind of saying, well, where's the age? Because I said, well, 16 is old enough. Okay, well, what is 15? Not or 14, 13,
right.
I don't know where that age is, but to me, 16, 17 is old enough. You get it. You know what you're doing. Even if you know you're doing the wrong thing, for the 16 or 17 year old, then there's a little bit of power, right? Like, oh, I'm holding this over this older person and I'm using my, they're learning how to use their sex appeal and sexuality and get things that they want. And I'm certain that these young boys were not, I just don't envision them. We've seen a couple of photos, and that's so awful to say.
Right.
Oh, look at them; they're not victims.
And that's my point. Are we giving them a little bit more of their own power because now and the one that the Michael Jackson one that came out, this was what did he say 10 years ago or he was 8 years post or 9 years post, is this persona he puts up a response to molestation? Some people that are molested put on weight, they become heavy, they throw up things to make themselves less attractive.
But if you're 16, I mean, Are you molested, but even 2 years older? Or if you're 17 even. I actually know a girl. I have friends with, came up with a girl who was super inappropriate, and you will be able to attest. She was a teacher, and she was a high school English teacher, and she had an affair with a student who was 17 years old.
She is
fucked for life, right? Completely screwed. Yeah. She screwed up major, big time. But then you go, okay, so, and I don't think that she's not guilty. She admitted, and it's a whole thing and whatever else. But is it molest? Are you molesting a 17-year-old, but you're not molesting an 18-year-old?
An affair would lead you to some kind of consensual sex, regardless of 16, yes. 17, or 18. Molesting, to me, is fondling in the back pew of the church somebody who doesn't want it happening.
Who can't say, and who can't say
no.
otherwise.
Who doesn't
Stop.
Have the power
Too
to say
scared
no.
I don't know. We don't know all the details, but I don't think that this Kevin Clash was babysitting these kids at 16 years old and touching them inappropriately. They were out in a social setting. They're all gay. These kids were young. They were out kind of doing their young gay New York City thing. And they had sex with him. And they're as responsible just because of their age limit. They're not. But I think the other piece that I said, and it's so true, is, and I kind of get it. I mean, I don't, because I think that Joe Paterno is a horrible, 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 hideous man.
Yeah.
But think about all those people in that go to Penn State and all of his supporters in, what is the town? College Station, right? Is that it? Something. Anyway.
I think
it's College Station.
Cougar Town, maybe?
Jesus Christ, it's called.
But all the people in that town, they defended him to the nth because they liked him so much. And they didn't care what he did, or they pretended like they didn't care
State College, Pennsylvania.
State College, that's what because they liked him so much and he was so important. And I like Elmo, and Elmo is important to my life now with Palmer. And so I hate to say it, I don't mean it, but I'm always like, well, he didn't do this because I like him and I want to stick up for him and I want him to be. I want this to all go away.
Right, because the other one looks kind of like a greasy, slimy monster. Yeah. And this one has a sweet little boy's, little girl's boy, whatever you're doing. But,
And also, it's little kids. It's little, little, vulnerable children.
Right,
versus
so Elmo,
like,
right, Elmo's appeal is to, and this is based on no real knowledge whatsoever. It's just on me watching from a very, very far, very far distance. To me, Elmo's appeal is 3 to 6, and then you're like, that's really stupid. That's
right.
That's the whole idea of Elmo.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So, I don't think there's a power anymore over a 16-year-old, right?
Right.
No.
A 16-year-old's not going to go, oh, you're Elmo, let's fuck, right?
Really?
You are so cool.
You're a hot black man, let's fuck, I see that.
And he's a good-looking black Elmo. Guy.
And he doesn't walk around in public with that thing.
Right.
I mean, Tim, and let me hear you chime in, and then I'll give mine.
Well, I think there's two aspects to this. One, I think there's as a gay community, I think there is a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction to automatically defend one of our own. I mean, obviously, the used car salesman of Sandusky, like you said, the greasy older guy who was like, I got a candy bar for you, that kind of bullshit. Yeah. So there's that. I think we were all in agreement to throw Sandusky under the bus because, look like a duck, walk like a duck, it's a duck. No, I hate to use birds again for you, Aaron, so I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Listen to Hour 2, I understand the bird reference. but I think it's a knee-jerk as a gay community that we immediately want to jump to somebody's defense, initially because it looked very much like it was a money grab from everybody. The first person, I'm sorry, I did my math wrong, I was of age. Really? You knew exactly how goddamn old you were the first time.
That's math that any child can do. Right. How far are you from 18? Right.
No, especially
women can do uterus math. Children can do 21
but just
math.
Just like Katie said, when you're coming into your own at 16, 17, 18, you know exactly what you want, how to get it. You try to manipulate it. You figure it out. You get a fake ID. You do whatever you can to try to get your rocks off, no pun intended. That's your goal. So you know what game you're playing. You know exactly what day it was you lost your virginity or the day you had sex or the day you did this.
Oh, my God, I know immediately.
You know all of those things.
And it was 16.
So you're playing the 17. Same. You're playing the game just on an adult level, if you will. You want what you want, and you know how to. You figure out how to get it. Again, I agree.
You want to jump in that pool.
He's not walking. This guy was not walking around at a bar or a restaurant or wherever the hell he met whoever he met, with his hand in the air going, and everybody was flocking
to
him.
Who wants to take me?
No.
Who wants to go home?
Nobody was. Yeah. He would never.
Yeah, that's skeevy.
He would never do that. He knew that image of himself was on the line too much. He was making too goddamn much money playing a character that he developed 28 years ago. So he's not going to walk around and do that. Yes, in conversation, it might have come up. What do you do for a living? Well, I work on blah, blah, or whatever. However you said, you know. You know, we have a radio show in Central Phoenix. You know, really, whatever. So that might come up in conversation.
Yeah.
And whoever made it thought that was cool, you know, just like saying, well, I'm a gaffer on a set in Hollywood, or I run lights for Chelsea Lately, or whatever. You're not Chelsea Lately, but you're affiliated with it. So they might have thought that was cool. But so, again, I'm going back to whatever he did in his personal life, and I get it, that's fine. He did it, whatever he allegedly did. We're still it's coming up, but I agree. Now we got a third person on the boat to China for this guy. It's not looking good. But
it just means he likes young boys and he doesn't do his fat checking.
Exactly.
You have a lot of money. You have some power. Check what you're fucking.
Check their ID.
Well, and especially Sam, if you like a 12-year-old. I mean, come on.
If you know you that's like them young, you know you're from Brigham Young University.
Brigham Young.
Yes.
Is that European?
That is good. It's just Mormon.
Mormon.
You absolutely. Yeah. Mormon. Yeah. You absolutely know, or you should absolutely know. Like, check some ID.
Really?
Find
that's actually
out,
true.
Get
don't
a
be
signed
a dumbass.
Affidavit. You have money now. Like, it's time to
don't
check.
Don't be a dumbass.
Check your shit. And my other thing is, and that as soon as what's up the puppet's ass should stay up the puppet's ass, as far as I'm concerned. I never, ever, 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 as an adult, needed to know who had its hand up his ass.
That's right.
The minute I saw the man behind the puppet, the ick factor on Elmo got intolerable for me.
Okay.
Like it went from like funny kind of stupid puppet that had a weird voice to incredibly creepy.
Okay.
Like the
so
minute,
as soon as you saw who he was.
As soon as
wild.
I saw the human attached to the voice. Like I don't ever need to know what Frank Oz
and
looks like.
And when was that? When did you
probably
was
like
with this, within this
well
scandal,
he did a documentary like a year
yeah,
or two
being
did,
Elmo.
Being Elmo. But like I don't know what the man who did Miss Piggy's voices. I know he's Frank Oz. I know he did.
Exactly what he looks like. But I followed it because I find that fascinating.
Right.
It's amazing to me.
But I've never seen him. Like the.
So Mel. So the, knowing what Mel Blanc looks like behind Bugs Bunny, does that freak you out too?
No, because it's a cartoon voice. Yeah, right. But knowing that that's the person sitting under the table at the.
You're an actor.
Yeah, I know, but it's just. But you're doing that. You're trying
it
to be a 5-year old kid, and it's like. Ick. Find a like. There's
got
to be a 12-year-old that can do this voice. Like,
I got
just,
no
once it turns into a
allegiance with you on that.
Yeah,
at
I
all.
Just to yeah. me, it just has this. Why are you near children? Like, why is this older person?
But would you say the same thing to someone like me? Why am I near children when I'm?
No. Because you're up there as yourself. You're not hiding under a desk, and it's his voice. Like, I can't
but
even
Fred
tell you.
Fred Rogers is the same thing. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
But Mr. Rogers
God,
is
I love
just
Mr. Rogers.
Himself. Talking to children, there's no.
But he was behind the puppets.
He's way creepy. Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers is
way
creepier.
I would say
oh,
I
yeah,
would
than
agree
than
with
than
you.
Elmo?
I would agree with you.
Yeah, see, I don't get that.
Taking
I just,
his clothes
the,
off every week.
Stop it. The minute,
yeah, he has like a foot
really?
Fetish.
The minute, but Elmo always kind of I was always kind of skeeved out to begin with by that thing because it just I was like, what is that voice? And then the minute a grown man stood up with his hand up a puppet.
Sure.
And started like interacting with people on talks. I don't like keep stay under the table.
Okay.
Like keep the mystery alive. The minute you break that thing,
Henson, Jim Henson, and you know,
but
he
was the voice of
and,
he was the voice of Kermit,
yeah.
wasn't he?
Kermit
I mean, like,
and
was
Fozzie,
he, like, Fozzie and,
yeah.
and you know. So I mean, like
Frank Oz plays a lot
I don't,
of other
but
Sesame
not,
Street
I don't know. What, Elmo just has this special place in my heart where he just gave me the creeps.
Well,
like,
and
that,
like
that little voice just creeped me out.
Oh, my God. I think it's hysterical, especially when Clayton does it.
Yeah. I mean, but, I think it's kind of funny when you, but I get the same thing from him. Like, oh, you're
yes,
looking at kids, too.
Then. If he starts doing Elmo,
but much
if
older
he starts
children.
Speaking Elmo in Spanish, now we have a problem.
Yeah.
I can't speak in my own voice in
I know,
Spanish.
Right?
Yeah.
But I agree with Tyler that 16 and 17-year-olds know what they're doing compared to a 9-year-old.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's what I talked about last week with Tim and I coming out. Like, we were large and in charge of our sexuality.
Correct.
Like,
oh, yeah.
No one was messing with us. We were the messers.
I went to a party
that's
when
strange.
I was in
that's
high school.
Well, I'm staying as European as I can to finish this vodka.
When I was in high school, I went to a party up at with my cousin at college. And I was in high school, 16 and 17, in my like junior and senior year. And she had to, you know, whoosh, down girl, right? Because I was like all hormonal and crazy, and there were like all these college guys, and she had to tell me, cool it, like you're underage, but I knew that, and that was like, I liked it. I liked being like, I know I'm kind of off limits. You know what I mean? And like, I never went anywhere. Nothing ever happened. It was nothing ever was there. But I, in my head, knew. I knew, of course. I was 16 and 17.
You knew what was in the other side of that door.
And so I just keep going. When I think about these 16 and 17-year-old boys, I'm like, they're looking for money. They're looking for a little 15 minutes. And it makes me angry.
Nobody would say a word if they were stooping somebody who was their same age.
Right.
Nobody'd say a damn word.
Right.
Yeah.
And they probably wouldn't say a word. Well, I mean, how long ago are we talking about this? I've forgotten how. I mean, I forget what the age difference was at the time between what's his name and the kid. But I mean, still, I mean, if he was 22, was it a 4-year age difference? Would we care?
Right.
But because he may have been in his early 30s, that makes it. But again, I agree. You go back to these kids; they know what car they're driving, and they know how to get it there.
Yeah,
and you're a little correct too that he needs to do a little bit of vetting about who he's.
Oh,
because of his role. Like I think Katie, to your point about teachers, you know, we have to live at a different level. Like I'm not allowed to swear on my Facebook page because if my district finds out, I'm in trouble.
Right.
Because of my position. Like you just if you are in a certain position, just
play
be
by
smart.
The rules.
Be aware.
Like I have like I if I yeah. to be on the show, I have to work at a restaurant.
Right.
Okay. So let me ask you
because I can't say anything that would say where I worked or make them think that they believe what I say.
Exactly.
Question for you, Aaron, then in regards to that, because on your page you've tagged this show,
right?
This network,
right?
All of us,
right?
Where does that lie?
Somebody finds out about that until just now.
Well, Miss Henderson Kirchhoff has a.
Do you remember that on Buddy's last show that he through Facebook, one of my students' parents is a friend of Buddy's, and so that was like a ooh, what have I said? I've tagged all of you, sure, and I'm in a relationship with a woman on Facebook, and my students don't know that,
and in real life.
Well, yeah. P.S. Yeah, real life too. And I was on some kind of she's a communist website for the things I liked last year during a big political thing.
You are a communist.
I am.
Fantastic. Well, it turns out I'm ahead of the next Bolshevik revolution, so we're on the same page again.
But if there are teachers in my school district who have commented about their coworkers, commented about their students, or taken pictures of their students and put them on Facebook, and that is a that's a violation of their contract, and then they have to call me as the union person to make sure that procedures are followed because we have to live to a higher standard.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You do.
To your point about the show, fuck them. I don't care. If they want to tune into the show, this is who your teacher is.
It's an education,
But do you not get maligned with it because you are affiliated with? I'm not saying
she just can't say fuck you on the Facebook page. She can lead you to something that says something else.
Fuck you.
And I can't say I hate my coworkers because my boss is a bitch, but she's not this year. Last year, she was a huge cunt, but I have a new boss this year. Like, I can't say those kind of things on Facebook.
9:23, I have to edit
I know.
That.
Right. But, so that's the difference between what you say. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be trusted that what you're leading them to is not going to be some kind of forum where you're going to, like, make fun of the child. Like, if this led somewhere where her teaching came, but it doesn't. We're talking about politics. We're talking about stuff that very rarely goes back to what she does personally, but on her page, a parent can't go on and see, like, if a trail leads you somewhere, oh well.
Right.
But you can't look at that page, and like where I work, you can't find out who ate that chicken sandwich. Mm. Like I can't put anything that would lead you to the eater of the chicken sandwich, and or give you any kind of advice that would lead you to want or not want a chicken sandwich. You know what I mean? Like that's the difference. But when it gets, and then as it gets further and further out, then it's your own fault. You went snooping. Mm. Like as long as nothing leads back directly. Like, she can say she likes Friends and there's lesbians on there. You can, you know what I mean? You can like something that leads to something controversial.
One of my kids said to me last week, when I found out you were my teacher, I Googled you and I found you at a press conference speaking against Alec. Like, you know, I'm out there. So if you're going to look for me, you're going to find
me.
These things.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put it out there as I am your teacher and here is how I feel. Yeah. And I am a teacher and fuck off.
Okay, so what happens? I'm just throwing this out there because public figure is one thing, but public figure in a public education system like you can Google, you can find, you can Google any one of us and find any one of us.
Right.
Well, him a little bit less, but actually more now, but before it was just, you had to know the secret word to get to him. But if a student finds your Facebook somehow, some way,
and I'm block, 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 block. But if they do,
no. Let's say that a friend of a friend somehow somebody connects it and they get to your Facebook.
Buddy's friend,
right?
And then they click on and they listen to this show. Because anybody who knows how to click a mouse can listen to this show.
Sure.
So if they hear it and then they start asking questions, does that come back? Or does that fall under what Al said, whether they chose their own path to search it out?
I am not on this show as Ms. Kirchhoff, sixth grade teacher. I am on the show as Aaron hanging out with friends and a microphone.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a big difference, too, is if I was on Facebook and I said, you know, oh, this about my kid, this about my student, this about my coworker, I'm as Ms. Kirchhoff at that point. And I have a Ms. Kirchhoff Facebook page where my kids can like me and whatever else.
Oh, that's smart. Whatever. So you kind of keep it totally separate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha.
You really do have to.
I didn't realize that you had that.
But that's smart.
Because I don't care that much about the Ms. Kirchhoff side of you.
Well, no.
I care more
really
about
does.
This side of you.
This is the fun side.
Yeah.
Now, I just have a quick question.
This is the side you want.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Tyler's still in the chat room, and I want to know if his lack of social media interaction is because he's a teacher. Like, is that because of, you know, a way to keep yourself private? Oh, here it is. I was in Facebook in college and was for university. As soon as it opened up the Common Man, I was done.
Bored.
Yeah, but why?
Tyler, I was bored.
You see that, Al?
Yeah. He tried Googling himself. There's nothing to find about him.
Funny.
I've considered quitting Facebook. And this is recently that I was reading an article. I don't remember what it was. But it was someone that was saying, that they quit Facebook and that they loved it and they just felt liberated. And when they wanted to talk to an old friend, they either wrote them a letter, or sent them an email, or picked up the phone. Which I'm not a huge phone person.
Ugh. No, I'm the worst of phones.
I'm really. But we used to be, right? I mean, like, we used to be phone
until
people.
Somebody,
and that was it.
Until someone gave me a viable alternative.
An option, right.
Yeah,
right.
Then I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. I don't have to talk on
and
the phone.
And for Al, a viable option was Carrier Pigeon.
Yeah.
I thought it was smoke signal.
Either way.
Same blanket.
But, you know, same song.
Yeah.
You know, there was something with Facebook, and I brought in an article about it 2 weeks ago and didn't get to it. It was concerning, like, how you can see relationships. Have you guys seen that?
Yes. We talked about that briefly.
You were in the bathroom.
Thanks. But I thought that was really weird. I didn't know about that until I saw that.
Well, I was talking about was the fact that Facebook made a thing. Like, let's just say that Katie and I were in a relationship together.
What happens is
Facebook automatically would just eliminate your private pages and create one page with all your shit on it. And they got a lot of flack for that because people are like, wait a minute.
Fuck that.
I want, you know, we're individual people here. But if you clicked on, if you were married to or however the hell you did it, that was what it was doing. Facebook was actually combining.
That's a lot of
wait,
divorces.
Wait, when was that happening?
Just within the past month. That's what happened.
But it wasn't that they were destroying the pages. It was like, I went through when I saw this thing and clicked on stuff. So I clicked on you and it showed our friendship.
Right.
And it shows, when's the last time we wrote on each other's pages? What we said? What I mean, it was like. Okay,
but only you and I can see that.
Oh, okay.
No. Like no, only you.
I don't mean to be. I didn't
because
realize
we're
that.
Because
I was
we're
like, what?
Because we are aligned as friends. No, talk about like if I go and I click on Al's page and then you click on the little gear looking thing and I say see friendship.
Yeah.
It'll show all of the interactions that he and I have had. But only I can see that and he can see that because we are connected.
Okay.
You can't see the interaction between
him and I. But I'm connected to the two of you, right, but I still can't see it.
You can't see what he and I have done.
Because that was the part that I was like, that's
I thought you were talking about the
creepy.
I
always feel like I'm standing with a lit match next to a thing of gasoline with Facebook. Like, I just, it's another one of those things that the alarm warning that, like, we're just always on the verge of this is unpleasant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if something's got to go.
Well,
this would go first.
I like to, especially now that I have a child, I like to
but
post
I like that we're
pictures.
Talking about Facebook like it's a real thing.
I like to post pictures of her. I like to, my aunts and uncles in Florida, in Illinois, right? They keep up with, mm-hmm. It's a good way for me to keep up with my family.
Oh, no,
and like
no,
my
yes.
old high school
distant
friends, college
yeah.
friends that I don't like talk to on a regular basis. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to pick up the phone and call my old girlfriends from college or high school. I'm just, we meet twice a year, sure. We get together.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see pictures of their families. Fine. So, but I, you know, then there's the other part of me that just like okay, I hate. And I loved the cruise for this reason, that Kelly and I didn't wake up in the morning and roll over and grab our phones and look at what was happening on our phones.
Yes.
And we totally do that. Uh-huh. And like, it's so bad.
I'm all like, I thought you were looking at me. I'm
and
like,
when we were on the cruise, it was nice that we would wake up and look at each other instead and say, hey, morning. Instead of like, we wake up on our phones and we just, it's like second nature and she's checking work shit and I'm like doing God only knows what. I wonder what it would be. If I didn't have that like constant plug in,
it would be
like
1955.
A couple years ago, when this social media animal just took off to the point of like you would, and it was before like a little bit of civility came back in.
Yeah,
where like you would go to dinner and all six people would be on their phones. Like there was that short time where like you couldn't get anyone to pay attention to each other. That were sitting next to each other.
It was horrible.
And there was a rain. Well, we went to, some friends and I went to Mexico. There was like 15 of us there. And we had a villa. It was very lovely. We were staying. Everyone had a private safe in their room underneath their bed. The first thing I did, I opened up the safe and I threw my phone and I threw my passport in there and locked it. And through the course of the whole thing, it was like, well, we got to Google where's the nearest gym, where's the nearest restaurant. I'm like, we can just ask people.
Yeah.
We can actually just go down these flight of stairs and explore. We're in Puerto Vallarta. We're four blocks from the beach. Let's just walk around till
we
find something.
Who gives a shit about a gym in Puerto Vallarta? No.
Seriously, that little game lasted about a half an hour. Where all these gym bunnies stood there around the pool and like stared at each other. Not one of them ever went to a gym. But
it sounded good.
But the conversation had to be had that they were going to Google a gym. And everyone...
Sorry, that's funny.
It was. But everyone was looking at me like I shot Jesus because I had put my phone away and I'm like, I have no... There's absolutely nothing I'm going to pull that out for. Nothing's going to happen. And if something does happen in New York, I don't... Like, if something happens with my family, too bad.
Right.
I'm in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, first I'm like, my parents are already dead, so nothing's going to... You know, I mean, I'm not flying back for anything, right. So...
No family, like, no familial.
And if
emergencies.
The house burns down, I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's not anything to go to.
Because at that point, it was Tim's house, so I'm like, I really don't care. You know, let the motherfucker burn.
The roof is on fire.
And I don't mean that as like I don't care about Tim's stuff. I meant it as like there's nothing for me to do. I'm on vacation. But everywhere I went, and that was the year of travel where I was like, I took a month off and I just traveled all over. And everywhere I went, I just kept throwing the phone away. And I was like, I don't need that.
But it brings us, we can take this all the way back to the fact that it's Marnie's birthday.
Yeah.
I heard this big thing on NPR a couple weeks ago about how when it's someone's birthday, how many of us just go on Facebook and write, happy birthday, ! And somebody, and now I took the advice of this person who said, fine, see it's their birthday on Facebook and then text or call them. Like, don't just do the blank Facebook wall. Because I checked Marnie's thing, Facebook at, like, noon, and there was 121 people who wished her happy birthday, which is lovely, but how many of those people have reached out beyond that?
Right. And we talked about this a couple months ago. Is like, and then you get the message. So then you have to take the time to either like each one. Sure. And it's important to do. Either you put up the blank thing that says, thank you, everybody, for the messages, mm-hmm. which is just as insincere.
As the message in the first place.
We talked about that around your birthday.
Right, right.
Remember that.
Or
yeah.
you go through and you thank each person personally and send them a message back that says, I've at least acknowledged that you took 5 seconds out of it. I'll take 5 seconds as well.
I have my hand in the air on that one. God bless.
I don't know which way to go.
God bless Seidel. My best friend, Lisa. A year ago.
Oh, Joe. Joe says set up close friends. Do not put anyone as a close friend. Because then you find out every time they take
that
a
close
shit.
Friend. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I was like, how the fuck did that happen?
You were the first person I eliminated. My phone was ringing
know,
at like 3 o'clock in the morning that somebody said something
that
I was like,
yes. Like Jason's at the gym.
Oh, my God. Because you put yourself everywhere. Every time you checked into a restaurant or something, I'm like, I don't give a shit. Why is this happening?
Right, right.
Why
I stopped doing that like a year ago.
No. Not you posting it. Like, you
no, but
might
I was listening. I would get you alerted. As a close friend, and I would get an alert for every single fucking thing you did.
Yeah.
Right, like, you posted 5 times yesterday about...
No, it wasn't you doing it.
It wasn't you doing it. It was Facebook.
Oh.
So do
alerting.
Not make someone your close friend on Facebook. Okay. Absolutely
So you were
not.
Doing your normal posts.
Yeah.
They were just all going
it
to
was
him.
All going.
Yeah, we
right.
were. I was like, stop the phone.
Yeah,
it
no,
was
but
like
that,
up.
That whole idea of what you... like. Seidel last year thanked every single person.
Like I did this year as well.
Every single person. And last year I kept trying and then I was like, oh, fuck it. And then I got overwhelmed. And it was, it's a nice overwhelm. Don't get me wrong, but overwhelmed. So I was up until about 4 o'clock this morning and I'm sitting, when you went to bed and, or when you got up, excuse me. And so I'm sitting there and the people that did come up, thank you. And use their names. And it wasn't just like a copy paste. And then I went to bed and I got up this morning and went, ah, shit. Then it was too much again. Yeah. You know, where you're going back. You're like,
the nice thing was, it was a couple.
And now I can't just like everybody's because now I set a precedent.
A few times it led to a nice conversation with somebody that I hadn't had a back and forth with in a while. So a couple times it was worth it. And a lot of times it was tired. But I'm like, hey, they took the time to say happy birthday to me. I'll at least say thank you.
What I try to do in regards to this, and I get, obviously, I don't know how many friends, most of which I do know all of them. All the birthdays that come up,
yeah.
I pick and choose who I say happy birthday to.
But I
what,
do too.
But what I do do is if I'm going to do it, I make it custom to them. So it's not just happy birthday exclamation mark.
Yep.
I say if there's a nickname that I've called them for years or if there's an inside joke, I do something so they really realize that I've paid attention to it. But I don't. I 1 year liked every fucking one of them. I will never do that again.
No, it's crazy.
But I don't say. In fact, I didn't even say happy birthday on yours today.
But I also don't accept. I don't accept everyone who asks me to be friends. Like
that's what I have to do is go through and start to clean out.
I stopped that year. Like after the first year, I'm like, I knew you in high school, but we barely. Like I don't know you.
I
haven't talked to you in 30 years. Why the hell do I want to talk to you now?
Yeah,
used to accept everyone when I worked with Sway Events. Because
sure, it's part of your promotional.
Was so much a way of how we would get the word out about what we were doing and work and events, and it was like a work thing, really. And then
and how
even working
did
with,
you find that? Because Buddy brought this up a couple of weeks ago that it's that
when we first started, when Facebook was first starting as like our method, when we were first starting Sway, and it was like kind of new-ish. Facebook wasn't certainly new, but it was still kind of a new-ish. People were really just starting to get super on it. MySpace was still happening, and so we were doing stuff through MySpace back then. And in the beginning, it was highly effective. And now it's like a fucking shit in a bucket. Like it's just like drop in a dark room, and nobody pays attention.
I ignore almost. I just want to let
everything.
You know. I ignore almost every invite.
That's why I have a fan page. I create a fan page so it can divert those people to that, and I can only let the people that I really know on mine.
That's smart.
Which I think is anyone who's in any kind of
dual
position,
capacity. Yeah,
needs to do that.
Yeah, it's smart because it's insane. It is ridiculous.
I also have a dancer page, so be sure to check that out.
Stop it! I want that page. I want to check that.
I'm
liking that page immediately.
I think my number of friends in the last 3 years has gone up by like 6.
Oh my God. My mom asked me once, how do you know there's so many people? Because like in one sitting, I went, because I don't go through my, I get so many requests and not because it's me. I don't think that at all. And I don't, you know, it's because people who just want to up their friend count will look at Clayton's page and they'll go through and they'll go, oh, well, this person's, Katie's friends with Clayton and 93 other people that I know, so we should obviously be friends. And I'm just like, go fuck yourself. No, we should not be friends.
I agree.
When it says, like, you have 93 friends in common, and I don't know who you are, or actually half the people that we have in common, like, we're not going to become friends. And so I need to go through, and I mean, I have 1,233 friends.
Oh, I have like,
no, I don't.
I have like 400 and some.
No,
and
I do not actually have 1,200.
But I make because I'll look at when it'll say you have 41 mutual friends, and if all of them are from a bar, it's an automatic no.
Thank you. And I
and
used
then
to
if it's a work thing,
those people.
But if I don't know your face, then you're just trying to be friends with me because you've heard of, you know what I mean, you know me through work. But if I don't know you, I'm not going to say yes because I have all political stuff on mine and really loud, obnoxious political stuff on mine. And there's a fake cooking show. There was a fake. I
forgot about the cooking show.
That's why when I started doing this, people are like, is this make-believe too? Because you had a fake cooking show
for almost a year. A fake cooking
show? Oh, yeah, the Missy L Network.
What?
Man, M-A-N, Missy L Network.
The man, yeah.
The man.
Because I hate, I don't hate Oprah, but I dislike Oprah strongly.
Me too.
Where can I find more information about the Missy L Network?
Oh, it's everywhere. So, because I thought OWN was so obnoxious that I invented the man, the Missy L Network. So I had a cooking show and a show called Lady Nurse. Wait, I'm going to do it in the bravest. Lady Nurse. And so I would do everything as these two TV show. That's all I put on Facebook was two fake TV shows and the plots of like whatever was going on in either, like whatever I was cooking. That was my like That's what I thought Facebook was. I was like, I don't get what you're all doing, but I'm going to have fun with this imaginary TV network.
So people would post on his.
People would be like, I keep calling Cox Cable, and they don't have the Missy L network.
Can you imagine people calling up going, yeah, I know, it's the Missy L network. M-A-N. I really want
that. Well, and what would fuck them up is he would put on there, like, what he made for dinner. And they're like, well, we would have loved to have watched you make that. Yeah.
Well, I just want to find this so bad.
And the other funny part was there was a homeless guy that stood across the street from my front window, and he would stand next to a tree. And I don't know. I think he was just dangerously disturbed. But I don't know if he was really looking in my kitchen or just that's where meth made him look. So I called him, and I can't remember if he was Carl or Steve. He had some name, but he was the security guy.
Missy L Network.
He was the security guard, and he was always watching over the Missy L Network. So I would always talk about, and, you know, a live report is going out to ask Carl what he thinks. Oh, but it was just this homeless guy that stood by a tree and looked in my kitchen window all the time. So I thought I should really include him in the show. All right, so Clayton, we're ready for a question?
Oh, is this the supplemental question?
It is.
I'm a little fearful of this because
you should
of what you're
doing. Be afraid. Just like Jesus is of Rod Stewart. So.
But one still has a career. You pick which one.
Because we last week we hit on a couple of strange things, and the one was the Elmo thing that I thought, wow, did we have a different reaction to that? Like we pick and choose our child molesters on this show. But then you made a big deal about this man that you like, or boy that you like, who's busy, and he's got a challenged brother, a mother who he takes care of in school.
Oh, yes.
So, and you were talking about how busy you were. So let's say that the boy wanted a quiet dinner on Monday during one of RuPaul's shows. Would you make room for him?
If it's work, I can't.
No. This is RuPaul drag show. Like, if this is a guy like.
Okay, but no, let's clarify this. I get paid to host an event.
Right.
That's work.
Right, but I take days off work. I call in sick to work.
When I host an event and I agree to do an event, I don't because my name.
I call in sick to work.
You're
all the
not
time.
A public figure.
Yeah, you can't call in to hosting a gig.
You can't. It'd be
you
like
can
me.
Find a replacement.
I'm not saying you can't find a replacement, but so with I'm my. Saying, no, hang on, let me clarify. Right. Don't jump in here, Missy Al. Just shut your network down.
shut down the network.
My name and my reputation in this town, I've worked goddamn hard to build it, and I will not be the Cancel Me Kathy for every fucking drag show in this town and not show up when my name is on a billboard, my name is on an event, and I'm paid to be there.
But if you like this guy and he has a Monday free,
we'll figure out how to do a lunch or a late or an early dinner.
Right, so you will never call in. I'm just saying, like, I call in sick to work. Like, sometimes you have to call in sick to work.
The restaurant will live without you, and I realize that RuPaul will live without me.
Right,
but
that's what I want you to say.
I'm working on. I have a. Nobody in that restaurant is going to realize that you're not there.
You can't not be sick for the rest of your life.
I understand that, and there's been times here and there I've had to do that. I have not done a show on a Saturday night at Charlie's. I have, but if it's the choice of I've been promoted that I'm going to be at an event, and all of a sudden I just want to go have a dinner. No,
right. You said this was someone you really liked.
I do like
for
him
to finish school. And
Right.
I do.
But let's just go ahead and switch things. I kind of really like her a lot. Okay. But I can't just drop every commitment that I have.
Not every commitment.
No. But I mean, like, if it's every Tuesday, if there's something that is very important to her or something that's very important to us, I'll talk to Clayton about it. Right. As far as skipping that. That Tuesday. But I mean, that as far as certain things,
I'm just trying to put sick. I'm trying to put challenge brother, sick mother into context with. You can call in sick to work.
Now let's change this. Now granted, now this person I know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to put a caveat on this. If it was just a random thing, let's say something happened and I was in a relationship with him. And something happened
That's
to the mother
the key.
Or the brother.
I was in a relationship.
Because I know him minimally. It's just the little bit that I've talked to this person. But if something came up and it's like, my mom just, God forbid, my mom had a stroke. She's in the hospital.
No. Now we're adding drama that I'm not adding. I'm just adding, and all I'm saying is, if you're busy on Friday night with the show and Saturday night with the show and Sunday night with the show and Monday night with the show and Tuesday night here, and you think you're going to have a boyfriend, at what point are you going to say
Wednesday and Thursday?
Right.
Or during lunch. Right.
But at
Quickies,
what point are you going to say I get to have a life too?
At this point, my life is what I do. This is it. That's why I don't really bitch much about not having that relationship.
I'm just saying that if you throw up like he's in school, he's got all these things going on, and he says to you, I've got a Monday night free, like, are you willing to cave a little bit and say, okay, your priorities are important too, but you've made a time, I can make a time? Like,
I don't think so. And I don't mean to speak for you, but I think you say, because Kelly and I have gotten into this disagreement or this discussion very recently where I committed to something else and was like, I'm doing this. And she's like, I don't want you to do this. We were supposed to go down. I had committed a long time ago. And she's like, well, we made plans 2 weeks ago to go down and see my family. And I'm like, well, we're going to have to change that. And this is my partner's family. But I made a commitment to another event prior to that. And I said, this is my word. And this is more important to me than like an early Christmas dinner.
But I'm talking about a steady. Like, so our Monday nights just completely off the table.
Off the table. They're off the table. I mean, I think it's different too. I don't know. I feel like
it's
different.
Because we're both single and we got to do something about it.
Well, let me tell you this. So on Monday nights, I was teaching a Real Writer class. So Monday night, that was it. But if something came up that was like really exciting, fun, birthday, God only knows, whatever, special date night, fine. I'm going to call in a sub because there are many other people who teach Real Writer class that could easily come in and sub for me and no one would be the wiser. No one cares, right? Like there's a few of us where we're all good and fine. But I think if you're hosting a weekly gig, it's different because people are coming there to see you. They're coming to see Clayton. Yeah. And it's just different. You just can't.
What you're asking me is like if Dick Clark was dating somebody and the only night she had free was New Year's Eve every year, and he'd be like, No,
you're adding drama to it that no, I didn't
add. To me it's the same thing. His name is on the line and he hosts an event.
But that's once a year. I'm talking about every single Monday. If somebody has a challenged brother, a sick mother, and a school schedule, I did it. I mean, I did work, I did school, I was the Sunday night karaoke, but guess what? Sometimes I needed to get out of town.
But chances are,
like, I was the Sunday night karaoke. Like, that was my thing, to be the singer at the table. But sometimes, fuck it, I got to have a day off. So you got to figure it out.
But chances are you're going to be with someone who is as busy as you are. Because we are all attracted to people who are committed to things like we are.
Right.
Like, I am busy most Thursday nights with work things. And I know Marnie's here every Tuesday night. And so I have to stay up 2 hours past my bedtime to be here with her.
You're in the relationship already. You're not trying to
get
what
there.
I'm saying is we're single.
But isn't...
So if he really likes this
but
guy...
But isn't getting in a relationship and starting a relationship about getting to know each other and getting to know what it would be like to be together. So Clayton's not available on these
Monday
nights.
Night. No. And that's just
but we can have brunch on Sunday morning and we can go on but special date night Wednesday night.
And you can go out to an early dinner. Let's go have dinner before my show. I have to be...
Right.
I don't know. I think I get it.
If may I just...
Yeah, please.
And you may.
Thank you.
Not even European.
Not even European.
Not even.
But I think the other piece is that you're throwing out a disabled brother and a sick mom.
No, because it's a real situation. I know.
And I heard him say that. But right now, he doesn't even know the guy for 15 minutes, and I'm being facetious. But,
I understand.
So sick mom and disabled brother, I'm not that close to you. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, if you need my help with building a ramp for your disabled brother, I'll come over and help you.
But that's not a date. I'm talking about a date. So if he says,
but are you really
going to
go on a... I don't think
he
the
likes
disabled...
him. I'm just
right,
saying.
Right. I'm just saying, going with what you're saying, the disabled brother and the sick mom aren't going to be the people you're dating.
I think that the answer is just no. And I know, again, not speaking for you, but I think you just say, if they say, this is the absolutely God's only time that I can see you. Well, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
But
that
he's
night.
Offering the same thing back to him.
Well, unless there is something.
But you know what I mean? Like, he's saying, like, no, there's a drag show on Monday night. And not to belittle it, but there's a drag show on Monday nights. I have to host that. Like,
but
doesn't everybody have to put their shit in perspective and say, all right, you've cleared a night from your schedule?
Everybody has
yes.
to make a concession.
But when you meet someone, you can tell if this is something that you seriously want to consider or if this is just going to be a little bit of fun. And Clayton, I don't know which way it was, but I know that if you know, when Marnie and I started dating, I knew this is the real deal. And so I was willing to move some things around. Obviously not a standing weekly appointment, but I was willing to move some things around. And then after we get through the initial and we're in a relationship, then I put some stuff back on my plate.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm torn. Right. I'm not Clayton, so I don't have to decide.
Right. No, that makes sense. That's what I'm just saying. Like, when, if you're, because we're in this getting to know you phase, like, because we're both single, so we're doing something wrong.
No.
Oh, I don't. No, well, I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, you're not on Grindr.
No, wait.
No, just kidding.
But I go by the old phrase. It takes a hell of a man to beat no man at all. Because
and you learned that from me.
Oh, I don't care what Hallmark card I got that from. but I know it's not European. But I
where is
what
it?
Is wrong? Are you, I thought, you were, I thought your bell was broken.
I did too. I got very very sad.
Send it back to China or Korea. Assholes. Where the fuck it was made.
Some things come Kim ill.
The
Jill.
No, I kind of go back to the whole thing with what you're saying, and I do get what you're saying. But I go to the bigger picture. This is met him. I was working every time I've ever seen him, I've been working every single time.
Right. So how
so I've never seen him outside.
Right.
Of,
but so my question is, and it comes to this show too. Like it comes to this show.
I've never missed one of these shows.
Right. No. That's exactly what I mean. Nothing doesn't have repeats.
Right.
Like Barbara Walters is The View, but Barbara Walters can take a day off from The View. Everybody on The View can take a day off. They take hiatuses. They take breaks.
Right.
Right. So I'm just. It's a little provocative. I may be being a little pushing of your envelope for no reason, but my
about to set my envelope right on fire is what I'm about
you know,
to
but do. I would think it would be an interesting thing to look at The View and see how long did it take before Barbara took that day off.
She took every Friday off. Joy Behar was her alternate.
So from the beginning
she had a day off. Yep.
But was it a day off
or was she working?
She was working Monday through
right,
Thursday.
Right, but what I'm saying is...
He's using the analogy that she could step away from her show and the show would go on.
And it still goes on. You're just not here this Monday.
This show will not.
Well, and it will. I mean,
none of us know how to do that. I didn't throw Tuesdays in there. I threw Mondays in there.
This is not about Tuesday, by the way. So get it out of your head, Clayton. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Tuesday, Joe could come in and run the board.
Did you read what Tyler put? I think Clayton needs to find somebody with a better schedule.
I agree, Tyler. I agree.
But what I was going to say before I was subsequently interrupted by Al, shocker. One of the things that I have always said.
New hashtag.
In regards to my life, and I think it's pretty much in regards to all of our worlds. See me as I run. And then figure out how to mesh your world with mine. I mean, I realize there'll be compromises here and there. Maybe all of a sudden, if I get into that situation, maybe all of a sudden I don't work Saturday nights anymore. I take that financial hit because it's for the betterment of the relationship. But until we're on that same jetliner going to the same destination, no.
But can you ever find out if all they're ever going to be is you're at work? You know what I mean? If the social places you're meeting people, you're always there at work. And there's always, and you keep picking up new nights somewhere else. Like you're just adding to the impediments.
My Saturday nights become free as of next Saturday night because we are on hiatus.
I'm just throwing it out there for the world.
Can I jump in here real quick? Because we have like seven minutes left. Yes, may I just?
You can bring this back
to
Marnie's birthday.
Neither one of you are doing anything wrong. You are both wonderful men who deserve wonderful as you are. So neither one of you is doing anything wrong. It's just that some guy hasn't scored to land either one of you yet. So shut your face about doing something wrong.
Oh, no.
The end.
And I didn't mean that as
this
self-care.
This isn't doing something wrong.
I just had to say it because I love you both. Yeah. That's all.
If he could find a black guy that likes Donna Summer and hybrid cards as much as him, he'd be done.
I don't even care about the hybrid card. I'm just throwing it out there as we keep putting, I feel as if, and I'm using the European we the people, that we're just throwing roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. Like, I'm not the only busy person in the world. Right. And if somebody else comes to me
we're all busy.
Right, right. But if they come to me and they say, I'm busy, then we have to find out where can we go? I have the worst schedule in the world, but it guarantees me money.
Right.
Because I work nights and weekends. I work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, almost exclusively. And this is a schedule I've worked for years.
And I can throw,
but it throws me under the bus. But if someone calls me up and they're like, I got a good time coming on Friday. Do you want to hang out? I will find someone to cover my shift.
Right.
To reverse this on you, I've actually thrown it at him. I'm like, this is before the Monday night things happened some months back. Got a Monday night. Can you? No, I have to take care of brother, mother, it was home. It's oftentimes it's homework for school. And I've thrown out the brunch thing on Sunday because I'm off on Sundays.
Right.
I've thrown that out. And again, it's so it's not just me saying no to the schedule.
No, and I'm not saying that. But if his things are like you can't substitute for a challenged brother, a sick mother, or school. Like
right.
those things are not
they're not moving.
They're not negotiable. School is not negotiable. No matter what anybody thinks.
And he's almost done.
Right. School's not negotiable. It's not.
And family. Anybody who's family been, commitments.
Family commitments. Can't move them. The elderly, the sick.
And I've never questioned the schedule.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is so he frees up a day where you have something. Are you willing to be negotiable? Are you willing to say, okay, someone else can do that?
And, Tell him not to free up a Monday.
And what are the reasons that somebody wouldn't, not necessarily you, Clayton, but just in general, that somebody wouldn't be negotiable? That, you know, how many people have gotten out of a relationship and when they're done with that relationship, they're like, fuck you. The next person that I meet, and they're kind of bitter about it, and the next person that I meet, you can work around me.
Last
kind of thing.
Last Monday, not last night, but
we're starting to get really old and set in our ways. Like, we can't keep saying,
this is my schedule. You're right.
That's why I'm going to stay single to begrudge fuck you.
Well, like, a week ago last night,
European.
The night of the dinner at your house, they had scheduled me to, that was the first night I was to have started bingo, and I said, no, I can't because I had pre-committed to that. I'm like, you can't
do
that.
Right, but then we found out that Ron and, what's his face, Ron and Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're like, he didn't have to come in at all.
They found somebody to replace me for that
night. No, but they said from the beginning, they were like, oh, if he's got somewhere to be, why is he here at all? That's what brought up this question, was their response was...
They never said that to me.
Right, right, right.
I told them, you've booked this and I can't do this.
Right, right, but I'm just, that's what made me lead to the question. Like, what if, is it an ego killer if someone says... We can make it. Like, we'll figure something out. Go have
no,
a life.
No, I think you have. But you do. You have to start making those concessions. And you have to. What he would have to start doing in the case that Clayton or and we, right? The proverbial we.
Yeah, the, we the people.
European. Yes. We all get into relationships. We have to stop saying yes to so many things. Because I used to have things going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights, and then like whatever I'd go. I had shit going on all the time. And Kelly asked me. Start saying no. So when things would start dropping off, then I would say no.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. I think, but that comes after time.
All right. We got just a couple seconds left. Thank you for being here. It's the show with Clayton McKee, Marnie, Al, Katie June, and tonight Aaron is in the studio with us. It's Marnie's
birthday! Thank you for listening.
We're back again next Tuesday night right here on Q Talk America. Be sure to download us. The first 2 hours are in one download. The third hour is in another. Please listen to us and, let us know by joining us again next week in the chat room and live right here on Q Talk America. Good night. See you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.